really be committed to carving out some time. And that is the main thing. I know, you're doing the double dutch rock and you're just really not finding where you can fit it in because you're letting your brain really, take control. Like, really, if it's something that you really want to do and you believe in it, carve out that time, even if it's just an hour.
Welcome to the No More Reasonable Doubt podcast. In season two of this podcast, it's made to help Black professionals start passion projects so they can expand their impact in the world and at work. In each episode, you can expect an interview with a Black professional who has a 9-to-5 just like you. And they've also launched a passion project into this world. You'll also get episodes with specific topics and lessons to help you move that passion project forward. I'm your host and fellow passion project starter, Mike Ambassador Bruni. Let's start the show.
Hey, people of No More Reasonable Doubt. Today, our special guest is Giovanni Fox. Welcome, Giovanni.
Hi, thank you so much, Mike, for having me. I'm excited to be here and, definitely talk about my passion project and, chatting with you, of course, and, just spreading good vibes and good energy out there to the listeners.
Yes, already. I love the passion in your voice. So this is going to be awesome. So the first question I have for you is, well, I usually have for my guests is, what do you do for full-time work?
Yes. So full-time, I am a full-time communications coordinator for the Massachusetts Department of Revenue. So that entails like social media management. I'm doing voiceover work now for tutorial videos. I'm, sending out mass communications to taxpayers and businesses. I'm doing internal communications with an entire agency. So I'm like manning the gates of all the information that needs to get out from a major government agency. On top of being, it's Corona, we're still, hanging out in the house. On top of being a full-time mom and homeschool teacher to a third grader.
Ooh, God bless you. God bless you.
So it's kind of like two jobs at the same time.
Yeah, it's real. It's real. It's real in those parenting streets, man. It's real in those parenting streets. It's funny because when you said voiceover, I was gonna say, oh, that's you? I thought it sounded familiar. I thought you sounded familiar. So, what is your passion project, and how long have you been? How long has it been in existence?
Sure. So my passion project is me being the highly creative person that I am. I like working with my hands. I like creating things and putting, beautiful stuff out there. My passion project has been starting a healing energy and jewelry line called Girl in the Moon Jewelry. I started doing this. It's been, according to my Google photos that popped in maybe like last week, it's actually been a complete year since I've started, kind of creating things and, wire wrapping and sourcing crystals from, local artisans and, buying work from other people and researching, healing crystals and energy transfers and, trying to just really get more in tuned, with myself. And I mean, it started off for like a project for myself. And something I had discussed with my therapist, actually, just really trying to like get up out of the funk and trying to find like my center. And one of the things my therapist had said was like, are you giving yourself time for hobbies? Are you giving yourself time to do stuff that you want to do? And I literally looked at her and was like, no. She was like, I think you should. And so I just sat and I had been, really researching for myself, like really getting back into meditation and, finding connections back to, ancestral arts and ancestral medicine and, getting back closer to nature, like really tapping into things that made me happy, before I became this full-time employee, before I became a mom, creating things had always made me happy. And that's where, I would find solace. So I started just, tinkering, taking jewelry classes, just starting things out on my own, just like going into Michael's and buying all this stuff, not really knowing what was going to become of it, but just knew that I was going to, at the end of my day, when work is done, when my daughter is asleep, I'm going to spend time doing something that Giovanni wants to do. And so that's how I started. I started making pieces for myself, my daughter, my mom, and I put a couple on my social media page. And then I had friends sending me messages. That's gorgeous. You just did that. I want one. And so I just started making pieces for my loved ones and anyone who asked me, like, it's my sister's birthday. Can you, you know, make this? She loves the color purple. Or, you know, I want something that symbolizes love. What do you suggest? And I just started really tapping into that. Like, let me focus. Like, I can really do this. And I've been, you know, loving it along the way. And, you know, I said it earlier, like, I just love putting beautiful stuff and positive energy out into the world. I feel like there's so much going on that, you know, if I can just give someone a handcrafted piece of, you know, rose quartz or some, you know, black obsidian to protect someone, someone's at work and feeling, you know, some bad energy, you know, yeah, something, you know, crystal they could have in their pocket, something they can wear on their arm, you know, around their neck to kind of feel connected and grounded. I'm happy to do that. Even for people like, I never even thought this is what that meant. I just thought it was blue. It was pretty. Like, no, it has a meaning. So being able to also educate someone as well on what's going on is equally as fascinating. And that's what I'm like appreciating the most as well.
That's a really dope story. And you went right into the next question we should ask around the origin story. And it sounds like it feels like it's so needed right now.
It is.
Feels like the moment as you were telling this story, what was happening for me is that your story made me breathe. it made me inhale, it made me exhale. Like, it just, for some reason, this is what happened with that story, is that it just made me breathe, right? It was like, yeah, you got to remember to breathe. As you were saying, the therapist and what are you doing for yourself? I mean, that's part of, you know, giving people permission to take care of themselves. And I heard Whitney Houston in the back of my mind, learning to love yourself.
Yes.
Or maybe, what is it, Randy Watson from Coming to America? I'm probably closer to that than Whitney Houston. I'm probably closer to that than Whitney. But that sounds so pretty, don't you agree? That, you know, like that permission and that energy, and then I hear also your curiosity around, it's not just like craft time for the kids, you know, where yes, you would sit and you have all the craft. I hear you have to do some research before, not like you have to, but there's this element that you enjoy that is like, ooh, there's more meaning to this than you think. So I hear this cerebral and I hear this very yin yang type thing going on in the work that you're doing and what you're bringing into the world. And just a note for the people who are listening, Michael's is a dangerous place.
Oh,
is a dangerous place.
Oh, when I
it is a dangerous place, man.
You have to go to Michael's. You got to go in Michael's with a list. Don't go in Michael's without a goal in mind, because you will come out of there poor, but you have all sorts of wonderful things. I mean, yes. I've even turned my 8-year-old daughter into a Michael's maniac.
She,
mommy, we going to Michael's? Yes.
it definitely is a place that people should take note of. If you find yourself in a funk and you're like, creativity's not my thing, just walk up and down those aisles. You'll be surprised at the things that you'd be like, oh, I didn't think about that. But I could do that, you know, whether it be paint by numbers or whatever it is.
Yes.
There's all kinds of things to unlock that creative side of us.
The adult coloring books, get you some color pencils and an adult coloring book. Start there. You know, gets the mind decompressed. And it's funny because that was one of the that was another suggestion from my therapist. She was like, get one of those adult coloring books. Like, she was like, you'll be surprised how much you tune out when you're focusing on coloring in the lines, and, you know, put some good music on and just don't think about anything but what you're doing. And that was it for me. I mean, I'm a girly girl. I love a good accessory. So I was like, and I'm always looking at things like, I can do that. Like, no, not even just with jewelry. Like, there's so many things in my apartment currently that I have redone. Like, when I first moved in, I went to a yard sale and bought a wicker furniture patio set. I didn't like the color, so I went to Home Depot, got sanding stuff, new shellac color, reupholstery fabric, and I just redid my whole porch set. It looked like a completely, totally different set. My dining room table in here was sanded down and restained. Me and my dad got together on a Saturday. I had him bring the power tools because I needed his help. And I redid my dining room table and chairs. So it's just like, I'm a hands-on person. And someone that's, I call myself a doer. I'm highly into over-signing up and volunteering myself for things, even though I love to do that. But this was my opportunity to put the energy into my hands and quiet my mind and just create. Whatever ended up being the end process, that's what it was. And that's what this entire project has been for me the entire time. Like, I've made pieces for family members. I've made, you know, I even go into like waist beads, like the traditional African waist beads. Like, I went on a whole waist bead tangent learning about, you know, what they symbolized, different tribes in Africa who would do, you know, give them to women, and, you know, starting them with young girls at certain ages, what they symbolized, what they meant, what the colors meant. It was just like so much information, and I was just like a sponge. And just learning, because, you know, life is all about learning. You don't just learn and then that's the end. You spend your entire life learning about something and learning about your hobbies or your passions. And so it's like, never, I always tell people, never think like you can't learn something new. There's no age limit to learning. You can be learning something your entire life.
Yes. You know, when you say there's so much information, really what I hear is there's so much meaning, because it looks, the stuff you're researching isn't just like, oh, that's nice to know. It's like there's this depth to what you're doing. So thank you for bringing that into the world. So is this something you currently sell? Is this passion project monetized?
It's like 50-50. So it's like some pieces I sell, some pieces I give away. I'm still in the beginning stages of like pricing things out, where if I'm, you know, going to get into, you know, eventually having a website or, you know, things of that nature. One of my goals for, well, Corona given, if it lets us out, I love the black market in Dudley and Nubian Square. I go there every holiday season and buy from the local artisan. I love getting handcrafted stuff from other people because I know it's made with love. They sat there with their hands and created something. And my goal is to have my own little pop-up table and shop at a black market or like a open air fair, like the Sowa markets, like those fun little curbside markets. That's my goal, is to really try to create as much stuff and be there and just, you know, interact with people, have them touch stuff, ask me questions and interact with me one-on-one. So that's the main focus. And then I sell things here and there for someone, for, you know, some people who want stuff as well.
So I got the point where the idea came from, and I got where like you're running into it and doing it. Was there a point where you hesitated to start?
So there wasn't a point where I hesitated to start. I definitely was starting, and I was just keeping it amongst like my close friends circuit. And I was hesitant to like really launch like a Instagram page and like announce that this is what I was doing. I didn't launch until like my actual Instagram page for the jewelry line until Juneteenth of 2020 that just passed. So this past Juneteenth was when I actually was like, all right, just start the page. Why are you stalling? There's no better time than now. Just do it. Because, you know, your mind will get the best of you. Like, oh, you're not ready. You're not that good. You know, so-and-so's doing it too. What's going to separate you from that person? So you get into the self-doubt. And, you know, I just was like, I'm going to do it. Stop doubting yourself. Just go ahead and do it. So it was mainly the becoming public with what I was doing.
Okay. So would you say what got you over the hump? Like if you say, you know, hey, self-doubt, but also positive self-talk. Is that what got you over the hump?
Yes.
Okay, great. I was going to say, and was there anything else that helped you?
The one thing that did help me was what I am currently doing for work. Like my job is, you know, social media management, part of my tasks. So it was just like, you know, the ins and outs of marketing and social media. There's really nothing that you can't do in that regard. And so I knew I was confident in my ability to post and market and that sort of thing, because that's where my degree field is. And I was just like, okay, stop. Be positive. You know what you're doing. You are doing this out of love. This is something that you want to bring forth into the world. Just do it.
So now, one of the biggest challenges people face when it comes to starting their passion project is finding time in their already busy lives.
Yes.
You mentioned you have a full-time job. You're also a mother. How did you find or make time for your project?
Because I am a night owl. I am a good old-fashioned night owl. So I am usually up late. Insomnia creeps in most days of the week. You will catch me up at sometimes ungodly hours, just up. I should totally be asleep, but I'm up. And so when I was, you know, had the idea, I'm going to do this. After talking to my therapist, I'm going to start creating. This is what I was going to do. Then I looked at it like, well, you're up all times of the night anyway. Why not use the time that you are up just aimlessly scrolling through Netflix and on Instagram scrolling and going down rabbit holes on Pinterest? How about you put those unused hours to work on this project for yourself? And so that's what I did. So, and that's kind of the reason why I named, not kind of the reason why, that is the reason why I named the jewelry collection Girl in the Moon. Girl, me, the moon, because I'm up with the moon, usually from when it pops up to when it turns into sunrise. I'm with it the entire time. So that symbolizes me as a whole. I'm a girl and I'm up with the moon, and these are my creations. This is what I'm doing when me and the moon are up together.
I hear that. Leveraging who you be.
Yes.
You know, leveraging who you already are.
Yeah. Who I already knew that I wasn't really sleeping much, and why not do this in this time? And you know what? It actually helped me calm my mind to sleep. You know, so after making, I would just sit and ride this creative wave. Like I'll just sit up, and next thing I know, when I do get sleepy, I look down at my workstation and I've created so many things. I'm like, wow, look at all this stuff on my table. And I consider that like a good night.
Tied to fatigue, the other thing that I've kind of seen people, tied to time, the other aspect that I've seen people struggle with is fatigue. I put in a full 9-to-5, then, you know, I have to take care of my family. And then, so where do you have any tips for boosting energy that you use? Like, you know, like, hey, this is what I do to transition.
For me, it's music. Oh, I am an audiophile. I think that's the term. I run on music. So it's like the end of the night, like I said, my work is done, my baby is fed, bathed, and in bed, that is my time. I have my music on, my like my good playlist that kind of speaks to my soul. It's going, you know, it's probably a glass of wine or two also. That's my grounding. That's my energy. A good playlist will help me ride out whatever I have going on at that day or at that time. Another thing that I've been doing a lot more of, aside from my music therapy, meditation. I've been really rocking out with my meditation. And so that helps as well, because it helps my brain just shut down and stop all the day. It stops the daily stuff. Oh, you got this meeting's tomorrow. This is tomorrow. My daughter has this. Oh, I have to go over here. It stops all of that. And like a good body scan. It doesn't even have to be a long time. It could be like a good five minute meditation track to scan through your body head to toe. You know, listen to yourself inside of yourself for a little while and, you know, get going.
You spark up two questions for me. One is, what kind of things do you have on your playlist? Like, if there's a particular genre that gets you going or helps you to transition?
It's not a particular genre. My playlists are actually really, I'm not gonna say they're random, but it could be anything from like old school like music. Like it could be, my playlists can go from Otis Redding and, you know, Prince to, you know, new artists that are out today. But when it's toward the nighttime and I'm getting in my creative mode, I guess you can consider it like lo-fi, like not too bouncy, not too up-tempo, but a nice cool vibe. Like I have a lot of Her on my playlist when I'm getting in like my real creative modes. Xavier Omar is on my playlist. Sonder is on my playlist. Brent Fires is on my playlist for like my nighttime creative modes. Leanne LaHava, she's kind of like in this jazz space. I love her sound. So that kind of speaks to where I'm at in the nighttime vibe.
You may have to send me that separately so I make sure I get the spelling correctly on those. Oh, especially when we get into show notes. Like, what? How you spell that? I can't find it on Spotify. The E is silent, you know?
The accent marks over the... Yeah, I got you. Nope, I will definitely send that over. So yeah, it's just nice, mellow, calm vibes. That's where I like to be. Sometimes I put in like a keyword and I use Tidal. That's my streaming app of choice.
Okay.
My music.
Okay.
I'm a Tidal head. So sometimes I'll just put in a word and see what songs pop up with that word in the title. Of course, cause I call myself Up With The Moon. So I have some songs about the moon kind of, you know, sprinkled in there when I'm in my creative mode. So that helps me ride the wave.
Oh, that's great. It's similar to me. For me, if I have like tasks that I know what I have to do, it isn't as much thinking, it's more execution. Then I have the Get It Going playlist.
Yes.
If it's something where I have to think and I'm trying to figure some stuff out, then I have it's actually just like things I've starred over time. It's not even a playlist itself, but it's mostly classical. Like if you looked on my Spotify and you said like, oh, what's the top played? It would be this random, random classical music, because I always start in the same place and it just runs through.
Yes.
And it's the same thing I did when I was in grad school. I would play this music. I was like, oh, if someone ever is like, your top played, you know, music, you'd be like, huh? Like, why you got all this old classical stuff on it? But that's where I flow. Yes. No words. It's there. It's supporting me, but it allows my mind to do what it has to do without pulling it away. The second question you sparked for me was around what does meditation look like for you?
Oh,
paint us a picture.
Paint us a picture. So my meditation is usually in my room. My room is my, this is my solace. This is my safe space. I keep my room very muted in tone. Like my walls are like a khaki color. My bed and everything is like this white. So my bedroom is my serene space. I have my plants in here. So that just kind of sets the vibe. Like it's really, you know, as close to a spa as I'm going to get is my bedroom. So I'm sometimes on my bed, like sitting on my bed. Usually I have my crystals surrounding me or I have a couple in my hand. If I'm going to lay down and meditate, which can be very dangerous because if you get good meditation, you're going to be asleep. So sometimes I'm sitting up, but sometimes I'm laying down and, you know, I use Insight Timer. So if anyone's looking for a cool meditation app, Insight Timer, it's in the App Store and in the Apple Store, I believe, as well. The Google Play Store and the Apple Play Store. They have, you know, a variety of meditation tracks. Like you put in the time, like how long do you want to dedicate? You could be as little as 2 minutes to 5 minutes or 10, or do you want a sleep track to go to sleep to? So I usually go there and I look at how long I want it. Like, let me do a good, I need 5 minutes. Let me get a good 5 minutes. And I'll choose that time frame. And it'll ask me, like, you want to do a body scan? Do you want to do a grounding exercise? Do you just want to do breath? Do you just want to listen to singing bowls? I like guided meditation. I'm not an advanced meditator. My brain, if left unattended, will take me everywhere. So I like it when my meditation guided spiritual person is talking to me and painting pictures for me. And I'm sitting there, you know, seated on my bed, surrounded by my crystals, you know, listening to this meditation track, usually with my headphones in. And they're, you know, starting from top of your head, eyes closed, deep breaths, hold for three, exhale for three, listening to the singing bowls that are playing in the background, you know, palms open sometimes with my crystals in, or, you know, right at my belly button, you know, just feeling the breath and keeping grounded in that moment. And, you know, a good 5 minutes or so. Sometimes I'll go to like 10 or 20, just depending on how heavy the day was, and just getting lost in that track. And, you know, at the end is like this chime that goes off, just letting you know you can open your eyes, you know, get back grounded in your physical surrounding, like where you are in, you know, where you are physically right now. So opening my eyes to, you know, look around my room, know that I am back in my physical body. If, you know, some people like to astral travel, like they really feel like they leave the body and, you know, are going into this other space and like looking down on themselves. I've yet to tackle that. I'm waiting to get there where I feel like I've just transcended my body and came back. You know, but just really getting back into the room, back into my body, meditation track is up, and you know, I can go ahead doing whatever the next thing that is that I put in front of me.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I guess I have, well, maybe two confessions. One is that I try and nap before I do the podcast, because 7:30 I am around 7:30-ish. I'm reading Harry Potter for my son. I'm reading for him. We're Harry Potter right now.
Yes, and then, I'm a Potterhead too.
Yeah, we're on book seven, man. We just hit 500 pages. We just hit 500 pages on book seven. We're about to finish that bad boy.
So nice.
Yeah, we do 10 pages a night. We do 10 pages a night. We're consistent, and that has gotten us through all the books. We've seen all the movies already, but we're now reading all the books. So nice. I read for him, and then I'll get a little bit of time where I'm like, after this long day, because I'm more actually of a early bird. So I'm usually up around 5. And then, so I will take a nap. I'll try to take a nap, but he's usually noisy at that time. But today I said, I'm not worried about napping. I'm worried about breathing. Mm. And I just laid and I breathed. Mm. So like for me, it was like this meditation that was a combination of things. It was this combination of yoga breathing, which I'm so grateful for.
Yes.
It was a combination of my yoga breathing that I learned that's just in the nose, out the nose, like just nose, yep. belly extended, you know, like that, which I found like not everybody knows that. I'm like, what kind of yoga you went to, man? But so I do that. And then also I have like a word, because I did, when I'm curious about something, I will find a class. I took a meditation class and I found like a word that helps to ground me when my mind goes flying somewhere. Like I can use a word like peace and just repeat it. Peace.
It brings you back.
And it helps. Yes. It brings me back with my mind's like pew, 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 pew.
Yes.
So the combination of breathing and the word, and it was like, oh, this felt good. Like I don't have to worry about, oh, I couldn't nap. Forget napping. Just get into bed. I'm covered up. And then I'm just taking time to breathe. My alarm is set, so I don't have to worry about that. And then I'm good to go. So I'm going to use that as a practice moving forward.
Yeah.
Because my podcast seems to be at 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. That's the time people choose. No one chooses 5 or 6 a.m. That's a choice. But no one chooses it. No one chooses it. What's wrong with you people? So the second confession is I want to create a guided meditation.
Ooh.
There's just something about it. There's just something about it to me that's like, and I don't even know if it'd be called guided meditation, but it's just listen. I play with my son like this, by the way. Sometimes he sits it because he goes to Montessori. He's like, oh, I'm meditating. I'm like, okay, you're sinking into the floor. Like, I'm like, but I feel like I want to infuse some things. Like I want to be like, this is Jay every day, no compromise. No compass comes with this life, just eyes.
Look,
so to map it out.
Do
like I just want to, I want to fuse people. Because, you know, I'm thinking about Black professionals.
Yeah.
And I want it to feel like home.
Yeah.
And getting ready, let's say even getting ready for work. Here's a little something for you as you get ready for work. Get that energy going. No matter what happens today, you are covered. You know, like you can handle whatever is about to come your way. You know, steal a moment for yourself if you must. But remember, like, who you are. Be grounded in your strength. Like, feel the ground underneath your feet right now. You know? So it's just, there's something about that. And I think, you know who actually created one?
Who?
P. Diddy.
Yes.
Diddy.
And you...
Diddy created one, but it was weird. I was like, I'm sorry, Diddy. I'm like, I'm sorry, Diddy, but I just can't listen to your voice and think about being calm. All I can think about is take that.
That's all
I can think about. I can't think about being calm.
Your brain was like, no, we don't.
I can't.
But you know,
I just can't.
But that, just what you said right there, it is so needed. And I feel like, not to say that nobody else can do this, but I feel like it'll take your peer, it'll take your brother or your sister, you know, not spiritual brother, or not necessarily physical, but like your brother or your sister, you know, someone to kind of talk to you like you need to be talked to. You know how like you sit with a good elder and you leave that conversation feeling like you can take on anything. Like some, it might take one of us, like where you said, right at the beginning of your day, look, don't worry about that. You go into this job today and you have the strength of everybody behind you that came before you behind you, you know, that sort of empowering. I don't really feel like you need to have this, you know, spent years in India at an ashram in, you know, with yogis. Like I feel like if you can just do it based on affirmations. Like I listened to a track not too long ago and it literally was just a bunch of affirmations to some really gorgeous sounding music and breathing. Like she would say every couple of affirmations she would have us take a deep inhale, hold, and an exhale. Like I don't feel like it should be this super uber complicated process. So I mean, since we're talking about passion projects, Mike, I'm waiting for the meditation track. Okay. I will test it for you.
It's interesting. It's interesting because I have a book, right, that I wrote that I've been thinking about reading, like reading it and as, because it's actually, it's Hip Hop Affirmations. So I was thinking about reading it. I'm thinking about doing it for Clubhouse. Maybe I will jump on that because I have 30 days of Hip Hop Affirmations that I created.
Yes.
That's the book, physical book. However, you know, one of the biggest things that came up was, why only 30 days, man? So then that year, or the following year, I did 365. I did one every day. I did one. So it's just sitting on a computer right now. I got rid of the website. It's just sitting on the computer.
Release it to the world.
I might have to create a separate anchor. It's like Hip Hop Affirmations. And then put that out there. Interesting enough, it's just as therapeutic for me, right? Because I love to give, and then I'm also receiving and remembering. So,
and sometimes that's the beauty. Sometimes that's the beauty where something starts for yourself, but then you know, and you just have this burning sensation inside that this needs to go to others. Like you feel kind of selfish in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now we're gonna transition.
Okay.
I took us a little place there. I'm going to transition a little bit now. So I heard, and I've also experienced where passion projects can provide, they can actually provide something back to work, mm-hmm. the way you show up at your 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious if that is part of your story. And if so, what has your passion project provided back to your job?
So it might sound weird given that I said that sometimes I don't sleep. So you would think that I wake up and I go to work and I'm ridiculously groggy. And to be completely honest, most of the times I am not. Like I'm fully present. I'm fully present because I've de-stressed, you know. Yes, I did stay up half the night, but that those hours that I was up half the night, I was completely stress-free. My brain was focused on just this one task of, you know, making a couple different pieces. And I show up to work, definitely with some coffee, because I did just stay up half the night. But I'm present, and I'm happy, and I'm pleased because I didn't take the day's stress in to the next day with me. I left it. I forgot about it entirely. And I just put forth my energy into beauty, into peace. So, you know, it's breaking up whatever frustration I could have brought with me from the previous workday into the next workday. It completely dissipated because I didn't give it any space to grow. So I would definitely say that in terms of like, you know, how I'm, you know, giving energy into my day to day, you know, and also in the pre-COVID days, you know, I would be walking around in some of my pieces, and you know, the ladies in the office were like, "Girl, that's gorgeous. Where'd you get it?" And I'm like, "I made it." And they're like, "You made it?" And then I ended up meeting several new people in the office that, you know, just see me in passing, but haven't really like talked to me. And something I wore that I created, you know, was a conversation starter. I had an intern, I want to say it was like a year, early last year. He needed something for his mom. And he was like, "I heard you make stuff. Can I ask you to make my mom some earrings?" And I made his mom some earrings. And she's like, "She loves them." And I was just like, "I'm so glad she does." I mean, everyone in the office kind of pretty much knows, like, I'm pretty creative. So it was not a surprise to the people that I'm really, really close with at work to know that I could do it. I'm like, "Oh yeah, you're creative. If anybody can do it, you can do it."
Awesome. So on the do it, kind of the do it note, there's someone out there who's listening to this recording right now, and they may be on the fence about starting their passion projects, or, you know, I usually say on the fence. I'm a switch it up for today. What's going on for them? Their passion project is Double Dutch, and the ropes are turning, and they are out there like this, like they're not sure they're gonna jump in or when they jump in.
They're doing that rock back and forth.
They're not sure.
They're doing that rock.
They're doing that rock. They're doing that double dutch rock. You know, what bit of guidance would you provide them based on your journey?
I would definitely say it would be to really be committed to carving out some time. And that is the main thing. I know, you know, you're doing the double dutch rock and you're just really not finding where you can fit it in because you're letting your brain really, you know, take control. Like, really, if it's something that you really want to do and you believe in it, carve out that time, even if it's just an hour, you know, 1 hour a day doing something that you love or doing something that you feel passionate about will make so much, you know, will make you feel so much better, will make you feel like everything that you've done beforehand, that this 1 hour is your hour. So I would just say start there too. One, get out of your head. Two, carve out, start small, carve out an hour of your day. You know, if you don't have kids, you know, find that time between, you know, the end of your work day and your sweet spot before you go to bed or get into your nighttime routine. Find that sweet spot. Mark in, if you got to put it in your phone calendar as a reminder of an actual calendar that you physically look at, mark that down, an hour a day or an hour every other day. I think the goal is to just stop talking yourself out of it. Just do it. Find some time to just dedicate. And before you know it, you're going to be adding time to it because you're going to say, oh, this hour is not enough time. I need more time. And then before you know it, you'll be like, oh, the night just got, you'll look and it's like whatever time o'clock, you're like, oh, I was just here for such and such hours doing this. And then you'll start to feel like you're getting in a good rhythm and you're creating, you know, space for you to be you. It's very easy for you to be an employee, somebody's employee, but we have to put that same time and effort into being who we are.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Are there any books, particular books that you have found helpful along your passion project journey that you may be willing to share with some of the folks, maybe 1 to 3 books?
I don't really have any books per se that have been helpful for me on this particular journey, at least not ones that I have found yet. A lot of my, along my journey, I've been tapping more into people, not really books per se. Like, I have a really close friend of mine. She's kind of been on like a wellness journey for a while. So, you know, I tap into her a lot for questions that I have, and you know, around the healing space and the wellness space. So usually my books are people that I know that are, you know, trusted advisors to myself.
That's perfect. Because even the word books nowadays is so limited, really, right? Because books is just one form of getting knowledge and insight. Mm-hmm. So that's the last official question. The kind of unofficial question is, where can the people learn more about your passion project and the dope work that you're putting out into this world?
So I do have a Instagram page. They can find me on Instagram at girl_laLune, which is LALUNE, and La Lune means the moon in French. I had to get creative because the moon was taken by somebody else. So I was like, let me put it in another language. And, you know, French is pretty. French is pretty.
That's right, La Lune.
I am on Instagram right now at girl_laLune. A lot of my pieces are up there. So you can follow along and see what I'm putting out there. You know, make requests or, you know, challenge me to try something new. Just have a conversation, encouraging words. Like, you know, I'm open. I love engagement. Like I said, that's my 9-to-5 job is engagement. So I'm definitely true to that also.
That's dope. Well, Giovanni, I appreciate you taking the time to connect with us and share your passion project with us. We're recording this at night, so we're probably cutting into that time. So it's extra, extra, extra appreciated that La Lune is out and you are here with us.
Yes.
So you could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. You know, so we appreciate that.
I'm so happy to be here. So happy to be, you know, sharing this with, you know, with you and your audience. It's, you know, there's a whole world out here. And all you have to do is, you know, look for it and or create your own lane. Create your own lane. Create your own world.
Awesome. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
I hope you enjoyed that episode and found tremendous value in it. If so, don't keep it a secret. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram, our handle, No More Reasonable Doubt. Every so often, I create a free resource to help you take your purpose or passion from a dream to an actual project. You can always find that resource at nomorereasonabledoubt.com/free-gift. This is Mike Ambassador Bruni for No More Reasonable Doubt. Remember, some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. It's on you.